Everybody, Pastor Buddy, and I'm joining you live tonight, right here, around the world on WWRB. Glad to have you in here tonight. We got a great program for you, and part two of the Bees of the Kingdom. We're talking about the worker bees, of course, and those that have overcome, and those that have run the race and kept the faith, and those that don't look back, putting their hands to the sickle and reaping the reward of the righteous. Starting last fall, a great mystery began to happen to the bees. Bees all across the world are dying. Lots and lots of bees. Now, let me give you a scripture here to indicate that what's happening to the bees could possibly be compared to what's happened to the kingdom. Now, the Bible said, except they're coming, falling away, the end won't come. Well, with the bees dying, and it started in Florida, of all places, it is now spread to every state in the Union, practically. Whole colonies are dying, especially in the western states. Commercial beekeepers record and have reported up to a 70 to 80% loss of their bees, with losses also in Texas unprecedented, moving toward the East Coast. Who cares? So what? Get rid of the little stinger. We don't need them nowhere. Anyhow, few people realize that America's food crops, from almonds to watermelons, rely heavily on commercial honeybees for pollination. No bees, no pollination, and no fruit. One study finds that bees pollinate every third bite of food that we consume. Now, I want to bring it into perspective. Every third bite that goes into your mouth would be because a bee has made it possible. Did you know the Bible said that in the last days there would come a falling away? And again, we can mark the bee colonies with the kingdom colonies. Have you ever seen the falling away, the coldness, the evil, and people justifying it? I mean, cold-hearted. Even Christians have been convinced that the laws of Yahweh are no longer relevant to the way we live. They're outdated. I mean, loving your brother is outdated. Loving Yahweh is outdated. You know, you don't think so. But with the situation in hand, Yahweh knows all about the last days. He warned us that the love of many would wax cold. The love of many. And also why I'm making announcements, I forgot to mention last night that we're going to be in festival this month. Boy, time is flying. It just seems like that one week melts into another, and before you know it, we're going to be here in fellowship in Passover. Now, Passover is going to be this year, beginning on the 27th of May. That's going to be, if you will, that'll be on a Thursday evening that we'll have the foot washing. Thursday evening, beginning somewhere around 7 o'clock. Now, that's going to be down in Reliance. If you'd like the directions to that, then call Pastor Buddy at area code 423-626-2172 or go to our website and get my cell phone number and call us or go on the website. We'll be posting that as soon as I get time. I'll have Bob to upload that notification onto our site, and you can get the directions. We'll do that as probably sometime this weekend if we can get it done. So it'll begin on May the 27th. Now, that's only, actually, it's 3 weeks. Around 3 weeks away, 2.5 to 3 weeks, that we will begin the second Passover. And we will be there on the 27th, if you'd like to meet Pastor Buddy and the elders of the House of Yahweh International, you'll have a chance to do so. Just good old-fashioned foot washing. We're nothing fancy. We're just country folks. And we do it according to the Word. And then on the day of the Passover, which will be on Friday, and that will begin, if you will, on Friday, we'll kill the lamb. We'll have a dinner prepared for that evening, which will be the first day of the Sabbath, the Feast of Unleavened Bread, which will begin on the night of the 28th. So all day long on the 28th, we will be in session teaching and killing the lamb, showing our children, teaching them. The elders will teach the younger. Also, Brother Randy will be teaching on how to set up the altar. I don't think we're going to put a permanent altar in at the place we're going to be, but we will. Randy will be setting up the temporary altar. We'll lay it out, show you exactly. We'll set the stones temporary until we get a permanent place picked out for them. We're going to be worshiping in a tent, an old-fashioned tent. And we encourage all of you worker bees to get down there and help us put up the tent. We're going to be doing that on the 27th, putting up the tent, getting everything ready for the evening. We'll wash feet, and then we will begin the day of Passover somewhere around 11 o'clock on the 28th. We'll gather, have a teaching service, and then we'll prepare the meal, and they'll serve the meal somewhere after sundown on the 28th when we partake of the lamb dinner, praise Yahweh, for the sacrifice of the lamb. Now, if we was having a pig roast, y'all wouldn't get too upset about it, because we kill a lamb. Y'all seem to get all bent out of sorts, so we enjoy getting you all bent out of sorts. Pork is unclean. We don't partake of it. We don't touch the carcass. We don't partake of pork. We kill lamb. a lamb is on the menu. Now, some people kill a goat, and some people think that it's okay to kill a goat. It's not. A goat is not to be offered. And you say, well, the scripture says to take a lamb a year old from among the sheep or the goats. Well, it didn't mean that you would pick a goat from the sheep or goats. It means you pick a lamb from the sheep or the goats when they ran together. You put him up on the 10th day, and you keep him there for approximately 4 days. You keep him up, and that's to get acquainted with this lamb. And that's what makes it so solemn and so painful to see this little lamb, this little defenseless lamb. But you know, ladies and gentlemen, even a pig is defenseless. But he'll squeal to high heaven. You'll still hear him squeal while you're chewing on his fat. As they consume the pig from its tail to its nose to its snout to its tail, you can still hear the squeal of the pig. They rejoice in a pig roast. They'll bake the hams on Passover and call it Easter. And we will function with the meal of the lamb according to the scriptures of the book of Exodus chapter 12, and then in the book of Leviticus chapter 23, and in the book of Numbers chapter 9, in the book of Matthew chapter 26, and Mark 14, and John 13. Just all kinds of scriptures to tell you what the menu would be at the Passover. And yet so many people get uptight when we mention that we kill a lamb in remembrance of our Savior. The best thing to type to share a memorial meal, and he said, do this in remembrance of me. The lambs were slain at Passover. Not one pig. Nothing unclean ever entered the Hebrews' mouth. They wouldn't eat pork. But today the devil is so crafty. Just like he's decimating the bees. And the bees so closely resemble the kingdom that in the last days there's a falling away. Just like there's a falling away of the bee kingdom. Another thing about bees is that bee pollination is increasingly a highly concentrated industry. Rather than a dispersed system of local hives, commercial operators now are forced to haul tens of billions of bees. I don't know whether you know this or not. Now listen to this now. Tens of billions of bees from coast to coast trucking their hives in 18-wheeler. Did you know that? That's how serious this is. That if the farmers, let's say California, the beautiful agricultural state of it's world class. I mean, they grow the best carrots that I've ever. We juice carrots, and we've tried them all. We've tried them from particularly a lot of states in the Union, Florida. We've tried them from Michigan. We've tried them from Idaho. Nothing, and I mean absolutely nothing that we've ever found. If you know anything about carrots and juicing, the carrot of selection comes from California. They're so delicious. They're so sweet. And California, being one of the largest honey-producing states in the Union, we're talking about hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of pounds of honey. This is all the result of constant trucking the bees from one state to the other for pollination purposes. It's incredible. Maybe you didn't know that there was a industry for the trucking industry to haul bees from farm to farm or from region to region. The great Napa Valley out in California, up around Portersville, California, in all those fertile areas where that they have these flowers and these fruits. California is a beautiful state. Florida, we've been blessed with a proper type of soil and weather to have some of the best bees in the world. Just like America is the home to the house of Israel. It was a refuge. It's been home to billions of bees, where their population is declining. Listen to this now. Incredible. 60 to 70% and sometimes greater. So where you had large colonies of bees, now they are dying from what we call colony collapse disorder, or CCD. What's happening? It's the result of industrialized pollution. And maybe, just maybe now, listen to what I'm fixing to say. Be very careful to listen. It may be that the planned collapse of the colonies to get rid of them to reduce the food population or the food production for the Earth's population. Remember, every third bite goes in your mouth as a result of a honeybee. And so if they take that out, one third of the food available is no longer available. Now, here's the main thing. With this pollination technique that the bees have, it enriches the food and makes it nutritional. Now, a honeybee knows the difference between a real flower and an artificial flower. A honeybee will not light on an artificial flower. You'll go pick it. It'll deceive you, but it'll never deceive the honeybee. Now, if they can get rid of the honeybee, who knows the difference between something that's hybrid? You see, the honeybees do not like hybrid. They like the real thing. They like the Creator's creation. They are trained to work in the proper Creator's creation, and they actually pollinate the things that Yahweh has put here upon the earth for nutrition. And if someone was trying to control you, or someone was trying to get rid of Christianity to compare the two, the kingdom of the bees and the kingdom of Christianity, we now have at work, ladies and gentlemen, right in our own nation, through our courts, the ACLU and a JDL and others like this, which have condemned Christianity. They hate it. They despise it. And they work overtime, just like the bees who work overtime to pollinate and to give us wholesome food. The truth of the Bible works overtime for us as the worker bees to carry this pollination of truth throughout the land to all of Yahweh's people who are scattered around the earth. We know the difference between someone that is an Israelite and someone that's not. We do not cast our pearls before swine, just like the honeybee does not light on something that's not real, something that's not true. Now, colony collapse. There will come a falling away in the last days. Now the bees are falling away. Whole hives are mysteriously just disappearing. Who's getting them? Are they being stolen? Are they being killed? No one knows. They just vanish. It's just like in the first resurrection. No one realized that the saints were gone. Now we say, well, in the near future, we're going to have a rapture of the saints, and they're going to be gone, just like the honeybees. Well, let me tell you something about the bride, which we talked about, the queen that is in the hive, and the workers don't even realize that she's present. If they did, they would breed with her. That's why that they work so feverishly in building the hive. But they're blind and don't know that the queen is among them. Most Christians today do not recognize the truth is among them. They're blind and oblivious. They are so traditionalized to accept the artificial or the seem right. They're not as smart as the honeybee. Now, when the honeybee has nothing to feed on himself, if he don't have the real thing, he can't maintain his existence. He has no purpose. And so it is with the suppression of the truth and the suppression of the original seed. Did you know now that Monsanto, this evil giant corporation which is hybridizing everything, and the heirloom seeds that you have in your possession that you could get sued and have, Monsanto is bringing suits against across a pollination. If you have an original seed and then they have a hybrid seed in the next field planted, and the honeybees do this across a pollination, Monsanto, who owns exclusive rights to the seeds, particularly the artificial compared to the hybrid compared to the real, the heirloom seeds, you can get sued for that. Well, ladies and gentlemen, constant trucking of the honeybees has put stress and strain. Do you feel, as a Christian, as a true Christian, I'm not talking about Sunday school Christian that goes down to Sunday and sits in these big churches and you pat your feet and the choir sing beautiful and all this stuff, while the lawmakers and the assembly makers, these are the evil. These are the infestation, like the beehive. We're being infested with these artificials, or these so-calls, or these seam riders. And tradition has taken the place of truth. Ham has replaced the lamb in the Passover. And here I am talking about it. I want to ask you a question. If the Messiah, the one that you love, the one that you worship, the one that you sing praises and psalms every Sunday, if he came back to this world right now and lived for, let's say, another 33 years, let's say he lived and he was in your assembly, do you believe he would eat an Easter ham? The first one of you that believe that he would participate in a ham supper or a ham dinner or a ham breakfast, or go over in the graveyard and participate in a sunrise service among the dead. The Bible said he's not the God of the dead. He's a God of the living. Just like the honeybee will not participate in anything that is hybrid or artificial. And so, the industry in order to control the food and take that one-third of the food away, which the Bible speaks about. And with these attempted to control the food chain, you say, well, why would they do that? Because the independent farmers, just like the bees, they're not prejudiced. As long as you have the real deal, they'll come and they will take the pollen from plant to plant and from field to field. But they will not carry a hybrid or something that's artificial, and it's decimating the bee population, and there is a falling away, just like there is in the end days of Christianity. So the kingdom of the bee colonies can be compared to the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of this earth, where there is definitely a falling away, people favoring the artificial, people favoring the tradition over the real thing. And if you are a true son of Yahweh, or a daughter of Yahweh, or a child of the King, you know that you are not to participate in anything that's not real, that's artificial, where there's a big crowd. When there's a crowd, there's no truth. When you see a lot of this artificial hybrid stuff and no bees to pollinate, then you know that the devil has sowed the tares and decimated the bee kingdom, as he is decimating the spiritual kingdom of heaven in like manner. And so the comparisons and the analogies that we're using here tonight is that the constant trucking of the bees puts stress on them, just like the constant running to and fro of those that seeking rest or the real thing and can't find it. Have you ever been to an old-fashioned foot washing? Where your brother and sister gets down before you on their knees and they wash the lowest part of your anatomy, your feet. It was such a deal in the old days that Peter decided it that was too humiliating. He didn't want his feet washed. And he opted out and said, I ain't going to never put my feet in that pan. You ain't going to wash my feet. And the Messiah, the real king of the hive, here's what he said. Unless I wash your feet, you have no part with me. That don't really mean anything. If you're saved, ladies and gentlemen, you're saved if you continue in obedience. The honeybee is made and created for the purpose. If you take away the purpose of his creation, you take away his ability to produce. Colony collapse disorder. We've got a colony collapse disorder in the American Christian church. We have fallen from grace. We've welcomed everything into our country. We've opened the borders for all of these things that invade the hive. And they brought pollution. They brought the hybrid instincts and tradition. And they washed out the truth. And they put stress on the real deal. You feel stress? Those in the kingdom are going to suffer persecution. You feel any persecution? You think we're getting the real deal here with all of the things that's going on? Honeybees, gone with the wind, leaves crops in pearls. Published in New York Times, February the 27th, 2007. What's happened to the bees? Gone with the wind. Vanished. It's just like the old song, one of these mornings and it won't be long, you're going to look for the beehive of the kingdom, and it's going to be gone. Walking in Jerusalem, just like John. The new Jerusalem, where there will be no hybrid, artificial, or Semites. Not even one Canaanite. According to the last verse of the last chapter of the book of Zechariah. What a happy day. The bees have now suffered stress on their immune systems, making them susceptible to viruses, to mites, and to diseases. Also, as part of their forced migration, the bees are fed a limited diet of high fructose corn syrup. These truckers or farmers that buy bees and put them in trucks and haul them around, they give these bees a high dose of high fructose corn syrup. You take it. You eat it. They're putting in everything. It's cheap. And so, the honeybee himself has become victim in his immune system, and therefore, he is no longer the single-purpose or the multi-purpose pollinator. Bees now have been bred into single-purpose super-pollinators with multiple functions, gone from their real created reason for being here, which is that they themselves are to make honey, feed the queen, maintain the hive, and extend the species. Except they're coming falling away. The end will not come. But with the end of the species, as the bees, so it is with the kingdom. Are you ready? Have you made up your mind that you're not going to settle for anything less than the truth? You say, oh, Pastor Buddy, you know, you people get back under the law and you go along with this old law stuff. We don't do that no more. In modern Christianity, we go down to the local church on Sunday morning and they bring out the communion chalice and we fill it with wine and we pass it around and then we take and we break the wafer. We don't wash feet. We don't do none of that foolishness no more. We don't get out there in the old-fashioned way and kill a lamb and let the blood and the stench and all of this go on. We don't do that. That's left for the fanatics. That's left for the real deal. That's left for the worker bees who know that if they fail to perform that which is written, they have then excluded themselves from the real deal, which is if you love Yahweh, you will keep His commandments. Fail not to assemble 3 times a year, and in the month of the second Passover, you will keep a Passover to me in a far country. When you find yourself separated and removed from the land that I gave your fathers and removed them for their disobedience, I hid my ways from you. But there will be a remnant that will pursue me. There will be the real deal as the real honeybee that knows the difference between something artificial and something real. Make your plans to start seeking that which is real. Shun that which is evil. Avoid it. You say, oh, but it's so popular. Look at people that go around drinking soda pop all the time. I mean, I was hooked on soda pop like crazy. I mean, you get thirsty and you want to refresh yourself with soda pop instead of drinking good, clean water, which that's hard to find also. People are literally living on Cokes, Diet Cokes with aspartame. You know how long a honeybee would live on high fructose corn syrup or aspartame? No wonder the bees are losing their direction. No wonder that man is losing his memory with Alzheimer's and things of this nature. We've drunk so many soda pops out of aluminum cans. Now they give us this rat poison. Aspartame. I mean, it's wicked. It is really wicked, but people, they'll dilute it parts per million. And you don't realize the long-term dangers of indulging in high fructose corn syrup pops and aspartame to cut the calories down. And so we're messing with Mother Nature. That means we're messing with the original creation. Did you know that the Word is original? Everything that came out of His mouth is original. And He said to keep 3 feasts a year. And yet, we make excuses for not doing. Oh, it costs too much. I can't go. I ain't got time. I'll get fired. He gives us a Sabbath and none of us will keep it. You say, well, it doesn't really matter. I prosper just as good not keeping it as you do keeping it. Matter of fact, I think I'm doing a little bit better than you. You probably are. If you keep Yahweh's laws and His kingdoms and you only want the real deal, you'll separate yourself from the crowd. Like the honeybee that will not go to something artificial. You can trick him. But what you're doing, you're destroying him. You can trick a Christian and give him this high fructose, the spiritual corn syrup, or the aspartame, spiritual aspartame, and let him eat a steady diet of that, and he'll look like he's healthy, but after a while, he'll lose his memory. He don't really know what you said at church anyway. It doesn't matter. You didn't say nothing. He just knows to bring a pail full of dyed Easter eggs and a wife to wear her Easter bonnet, and you to wear your best Sunday go-to-meeting, and you make sure that you've got a ham in the oven baking, or you can get yours at the local assembly. That's what's going on. Yahweh's word has been cast to the ground, and people are prospering. Yes, they are. But there is a day coming when prosperity, when the love of money and the root of all evil will no longer be the dominant cause for us to bow the knee. We'll have to give an account for what we've done. If you've loved Yahweh and you've kept yourself unspotted from the world, just like the honeybee, he's the real deal. He knows how to build the kingdom. He knows how to develop the hive. It's marvelous. I'll talk more about the development of the hive and what it consists of and what it means in the last days Friday night. I'll close this out on the 3-part series of the honeybee. We love you so much that we want to assure you that if you'll suffer with him, you'll reign with him. Now, you don't like to suffer. You like convenience. You like to go to church of your choice. You like to go where there's a big crowd. You like a good paved parking lot. You don't like to go down at a creek bottom and camp in an old wet place. I've slept out in tents. I was telling a brother and sister was talking to him the other day, and I burned a hole in the top of the tent trying to get a light, a lantern to hang up into the tent so that I could find my way around. And it was raining and it was cold, and my wife and my children and some of the neighbor's children was in the tent, and about 2 o'clock in the morning in disgust. I mean, it was rough. And she got up and made her way to the end of the local motel, of the hotel that I think she had to drive about 20 miles to get there. Well, Pastor Buddy just stuck it out. Praise Yahweh. Ladies and gentlemen, if you'll suffer with him, it means something. I have laid a many a night and looked into the heavens and searched the stars. And I remember how that the ancients did this. And it came back to me. And I've said a many a night looking into the heavens and meditating and asking Yahweh to give me the mysteries that's hid from the world. And ladies and gentlemen, it'll change you. When you get the real deal, when you get that real energizing spiritual food, just like the honeybee, when he comes to something that Yahweh's made for him, and he's designed it so uniquely that he could spread the word from one field to the next, carrying the good news of the gospel. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to Yahweh's scattered sheep. They that will hear the word and repent and turn from their wicked ways shall be blessed and anointed. Oh yeah. We got brothers that's going to be driving 9, 10, some 12. We've had some brothers that drove all the way from California. I mean, that's quite a trek in an automobile. But they did it. Year after year after year without fail, because they're the real deal. They're the workers in the kingdom compared to the worker bees. These are the ones that gets the job done. Honeybees, colony collapse, disorder. The Bible said in the last days there will be people running to and fro because of stress, seeking rest and finding none. Are you one of those? Do you know what you need to do? You need to load up in your vehicle and you need to come to Reliance, Tennessee. And you need to spend a week, an old-fashioned camp meeting week, with some of the best saints that you could ever get around and worship with. They're the real deal. They don't want nothing artificial. They won't accept it. They want the real deal. And they'll keep the festival of Passover, and they'll keep the second one because they've got, you know, these worker bees in this colony. They know what the real deal is. They know that they're not authorized any longer together in the hive of the first Passover. They know that that's been superseded and done away with because of the default of breaking Yahweh's commandments. And with the option of the second Passover, you have a right wherever you find yourself in a far country to sacrifice the lamb in your gate where Yahweh's name could be placed and the altar that could be built. And you could worship Yahweh and remembrance Him. And ladies and gentlemen, I read you in the 20th chapter of the book of Ezekiel in the series of the circle of the perfection. You want to be right? Get the real deal. A honeybee knows the real deal. Do you know? Once again, the heavy hand of man is messing with nature, and the honeybees are being decimated. Just like the people that have come into our country, these are those that say they are God's chosen people. And they're not. They have taken our Creator, our Christian Creator, our Messiah, who they don't believe in. They changed the laws and made it a crime for us to stand up as a people in our community, in our assemblies, and worship our Creator. That's what's destroying the spiritual honeybee as well as the natural. Because we have failed victim to those who are the mites and the tares that have come in, crept in unaware. Oh yeah, they're very crafty. But a real beekeeper knows what's wrong. He knows how to clean the hive. And Yahweh knows those who are producing fruit, worthy of being accepted into the hive of the kingdom of heaven. Your work's going to be tried. And the great beekeeper is coming. And he'll separate those who have kept the faith on the right hand, and those who have not will go to the left. And the good kingdom workers, just like the little bee, has done his job. You hear him say, "Well done, my good and faithful worker. You've been faithful over a few things. You've laid your treasure up where I haven't let any of the moths or the mites or the things that decimate the kingdom. They're not allowed in here. Not one Canaanite will be in the kingdom hive. And I can't wait to get there with the king bee, hallelujah, and the queen, and all of the children gathered around forever to praise Yahweh and to eat the sweet honey and the bread of heaven, which actually tasted like honey wafers. Woo, hallelujah. There won't be no sugar diabetes up there. Praise Yahweh. Glad to have you aboard tonight. You're listening to Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call, part two of the Kingdom of the Worker Bees. Ladies and gentlemen, we love you a lot tonight. And we hope and trust that Yahweh could see fit to select you to come into His kingdom and to keep the faith and not to deny His name. If you love Yahweh, why don't you call me tonight? I'm live here on WWRB 3.185 Clear Channel on the transmitting Jewel of the South. Those of you in the Worker Kingdom know that if you want the truth, you'll tune in here on WWRB to Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call. We don't affiliate with these artificial bees. We don't put you out any artificial sweetener. We bring you the meat. We bring you the pure lamb. Nothing in the ham line, ladies and gentlemen. It's unclean. We don't go there. We're going to give you the real deal, and the honeybee knows it. If you're a worker bee in the kingdom, you know that you pass from death to life because that you love your brother. Praise Yahweh. Well, call me. Area code 423-626-2172. Now that's area code 423-626-2172. If you'd like to write me, Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. That's sponsored tonight by Dr. Gary, 1-877-289-7439, and Brother Paul, 1-800-253-2748. We love you tonight. And if you're a worker bee and you want to be involved in the Passover, you let us know. We'll send you directions on how to get there, and we'll be looking for you this month, starting on the 26th. Don't let it go by. You're going to be judged for the deeds done in the body. If you've denied it, you've obeyed mama, daddy, mother, sister, or brother, and you've loved them more than you've loved Yahweh and the truth of the word, You're like the artificial bees that are dying out. The real deal's going to live on because we got eternal life. We won't eat anything. We won't light on anything. We won't take anything that's not real. And that's the truth of the worker bee. Call me. Area code 423-626-2172. Go to our website, oneyahweh.com. and you'll hear Pastor Buddy with the messages, and you'll read a lot of interesting articles that we put up there at oneyahweh.com. Yahweh will bless you, and Yahweh will keep you. We'll see you Friday night, 9:30 Eastern Standard Time around the world on WWRD. Pass the word along. I'll be back with part three of the Worker Bee, and we'll be looking for you because Yahweh is looking for a few good bees. Praise Yahweh, and I'll see you, and I love you.